And today, for the first time and just minutes ago, convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev spoke publicly, addressing the court at his sentencing hearing, after about 24 victims spoke directly to him, delivering their victim impact statements. Joining us from the U.S. District Court in Boston is Jack Lepiarz, Here and Now contributor from WBUR. And Jack, pretty stunning. What did he say? And more important, this is a federal court. There's no broadcast. How did he say it?
Well, he stood up and he said this very slowly. He let the word sink in. And he stood up and he started by praising Allah and pointing out that it is currently the month of Ramadan. He says the month of Ramadan is a time for reflection, for contemplation. It's also a time, he says, for change of hearts. And he said, to that point, I want to take this moment to apologize to the victims and the people who have been affected by the Boston Marathon bombing. He paused. And then he said, let there be no doubt, if there's any lingering doubt, that I was responsible, along with my brother, for the bombings. Almost immediately afterwards, I began to learn the faces, the names, the lives of the people who were most affected. And he began to feel remorse. And he said, so let there be no doubt, I apologize to all the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. I pray for their peace. I pray for their healing. And he also said, I pray for myself and my brother.
How did his victims react?
It was hard to say. There were a few in the background. It was hard to make them out because they were very far back. There were a few that appeared to have their hands over their mouths, but I have to be honest with you, it was hard to make them out.
Yeah, well, and this was a surprise. We only learned at the last minute this would happen. And we've understood from past reporting that Jahar could not plead guilty himself at the beginning of the trial or he'd forfeit his right to an appeal in this death penalty trial. But what is the sense of what happens now?
Well, the sense going forward is that there is an automatic appeal, and there was some back and forth between the lawyer, the defense lawyers, and the prosecution of exactly if he is executed, where that execution would take place. His defense lawyers want that to happen in New Hampshire, basically to make him closer to the people who were most affected. They can publicly view his execution. The standard spot for federal executions is for Terre Haute, Indiana. The judge rejected the defense request. He is going to be executed at Terre Haute, Indiana. It's not clear, though, if he'll immediately go there.
So convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev speaks for the first time publicly today. Quite stunning. And as we said before that victim spoke, we heard from the tweets that were coming out. People talked about lives ruined, lives resurrected. And at least one spoke of forgiving him.
More than one spoke of forgiving him. We heard from J.P. Craven, who talked about, he said, I hope you can find something positive with your life. We heard from another person who said, and Annette Emerson was her name, she said, I feel like if I give up, I won't give up because if I feel like I give up, you win. But I also don't want to be so focused on who's winning that I hold on to this anger for so long. And she says, so for that, I forgive you. I have to let go of my anger towards you so that I can move forward and regain the life that I've lost.
Yeah. Of course, others expressed rage. That's Jack Lepiarz, Here and Now contributor from WBUR at the federal courthouse here in Boston, as today the marathon bomber spoke for the first time, apologizing to at least some of his victims. Quite something. Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.